Oh, hi. Thanks for holding. Is this Brenda?
Yes.
Oh, hi, Brenda. My name's Tina, and I'm one of the technicians in the department that handles pricing for your area. How are you?
I'm good.
Great. Good to hear. Happy Wednesday, right?
Yes.
we're almost there, not that we're counting. So I know that you were speaking with Marietta, and she's really good as far as explaining the program, but did you have any questions regarding where you're going to appear on the search results or how this works other than pricing?
I'm not clear as to where we'd be on the search results, no.
Okay, so you're going to be on the very first page of the Google search results in a spotlight position, and you'll be there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with unlimited clicks. So the main, oh, go ahead.
So if somebody Googled roofing companies, we would be on the first page?
Exactly. Roofing companies near me, roof installation, different types of roofs. So let's say that there's a, a shingle roof or different type of material that you work with. You'll be found under those various keywords also that are within the roofing category, right?
Okay.
So in a nutshell, it's a nice way to bring you a lot of new clients by giving you that exposure, right? And it's exclusive, meaning that the position just became available. We are filling it today. So if it's something that you'd like to take advantage of, once we begin working with you, we'd actually block out the entire category, meaning that we cannot work with anyone else that does what you do. And I'm sure you can see the benefits of being on the first page in front of your competitors, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Without a doubt, because that will maximize the jobs that come to, Iron City Roofing. So do you guys have a business Facebook set up by chance?
We do.
Excellent. Okay. The reason I ask is because we're a premier partner to Google, Google also allows us to bundle our services with Facebook ads. And it's really cool how it works because when you do a search online for pretty much anything, chances are next time you go to your Facebook news feed, there's an ad for that popping up, right?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So that doesn't happen by accident. That happens because the search engines are tracking what people in your area are searching for. So we'll mm-hmm. make sure, if they are searching for anything that's relevant to what you offer, that next time they go on their Facebook news feed, there's an ad for your company popping up. And that naturally is designed to bring you even more new clients coming from the social media platform. Mm-hmm. And then in addition to the Facebook ads and the first page placement on Google, we will also program you into some of the popular directories that are in your area, as well as the mobile platform. So, for instance, you know how most people these days do the searches from their smartphones?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, so that's a different search result altogether. And once we program Iron City Roofing into that mobile platform, you're going to become available from all of the iPhones, Androids, tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on. And then lastly, Brenda, you'll have a detailed tracking system which will show you how many new clients you've received from Google, how many you received from Facebook. You'll see which keywords they typed in to find you, and if they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll even see which zip codes they came from. That way, everything is very transparent. So everything would be set at just a flat rate month-to-month of $299. There's a one-time setup fee of $99 that would go on the first payment only. So the initial investment would be $398. And, being that it is so affordable, I'm sure it's something that you'd like to take advantage of and give a shot, and that way you can see how well it works, right?
Right, and can you cancel if you don't think it's what you were looking for?
All we require is a short-term 3-month verbal agreement, and that's only because anytime you're looking at online marketing, it's best to try it for about a quarter to get ample results. But after that 3 months, absolutely, you can cancel anytime. Although you're not going to want to because nobody cancels on profit, but I also understand that as a business, that has to be comforting to know that you do have that option, you know?
Right.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Let me write down. Wait a minute, I'm trying to. I was actually in the middle of something when y'all called, so let me write that down. The amount.
Sure. So
you said how much is it a month?
$299, and then the $99 setup fee goes on the first payment only.
Coach Rep,
Richard
Fox. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Can I get back with you? Let me talk to the boss and get back with you because I'm very interested in this because I've asked over the past 2 years 1,000 people, how do you get in front in the Google listing? And mm-hmm. No one seems to be able to answer that question.
Yeah, you know what? A lot of people don't even know, but I'll tell you, in order to get on the first page of the search results, 2 things has to happen. Number one, you have to have availability, which is what we have today. But secondly, you have to have the off-site local SEO services, which is search engine optimization. And that's what our technicians would be performing for you. And that includes content creation, manual submissions, backlinks, trusted citations. So they're constantly updating your Google listing to make sure that it gets verified and published on the first page. But also, once you're ranking, every time Google changes their algorithms, they will go in and update your information and refresh your data. And that's how we ensure that you'll never fall off the first page. So, I do want you to be comfortable and have time to talk to the boss, but I also want to be completely transparent because we haven't even seen a position of this magnitude available in your area for about 2 years and 10 months, and that's because everybody wants to be on the first page where that high revenue is generated. So I have, 40 technicians calling out and only one position available. Because of the profitability, a position of this magnitude, it will fill within 3 to 5 phone calls. So either it will be, Iron City Roofing benefiting from the book of business that's in your backyard, or it would be a competing company. So one thing I could recommend, because I want you to get the boss involved, I absolutely want both of you to be 100% comfortable before you do anything. If you calculate this out, it comes to only about $9 a day, so I'm pretty sure that he won't be opposed to it. But if you want to get his blessing on it, so to speak, I wouldn't mind if you put me on hold and, tried to call him on the other line. I can wait for you.
Okay, I'll do that. Hold on just a second.
Of course. Take your time, too. I have a couple of emails to catch up on, so I don't mind waiting.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Hello, Brenda. I'm still here.
Yes. Yes, we want to try this.
Oh, I'm so glad. You're going to be so thrilled with the service. Now, I'll send you a confirmation.
Mm-hmm. That's somebody else. I got two phone calls coming in, so go ahead.
Oh, do you want me to proceed or do you want to get the other call?
Let me just tell her.
Yeah, I can wait. No problem.
Okay. Okay, bye. Okay. I'm sorry.
Okay. If you're good now, so I'll send you a confirmation email. What's the best email address to use?
IronCityRoofing@gmail.com.
IronCityRoofing@gmail.com. And then your last name, Brenda?
My last name's Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N. You want the boss's name?
If you're going to be the point of contact for the setup and everything, I'll keep the account in your name. But if it's the boss's name on the billing, I can put it in there in just a moment. But are they going to be calling you for setup or calling the boss?
They'll be calling me.
Okay, so I'll leave you in here as the point of contact, but we'll add them in a second. And then I see the number 205-974-8500. Is there an alternate number or does everything go through the main number?
Everything goes through the main number.
Perfect. Okay. And then on the listing on Google, do you like it to show or would you like it to show as Iron City Roofing or would we add in Inc. or LLC, anything like that? What's your thoughts there?
What do you suggest? LLC?
I suggest if you have an LLC and you want it published, you absolutely can, but it's a preference. I like it when businesses keep it simple and just say Iron City Roofing, for example, because when somebody finds you on the first page, they're going to be more concerned that you're local and you're credible and that you can get the job done rather than if you have an Inc. or an LLC. But, you know, obviously if you want it on there, you definitely can put it.
No, that's okay.
Okay. Yeah, it wouldn't hurt to put it, but yeah, I like it when businesses are more simple. So is the 5247 Old Mill Circle, is that the business address?
Yes.
And then confirm the zip code, please.
35124.
Okay, Pelham, Alabama, 35124. Now, I found in looking at your business two different websites. One says IronCityRoofing.com, and the other one says TheRoofingCrowUSA.com/locations.
That's not us.
Interesting. You know what? That one's attached on your Yelp listing, which I was wondering if that was another. Let me see here. Somebody's being sneaky then with your Yelp listing because they put another company's. So try to get that sorted out. That's terrible, but okay.
What does the other one say again?
Here, I'll send it to you in a text because it's a big tagline. It says, TheRoofingProUSA.com/location/Alabama/Pelham/. So I'll send it to you in a text message. Oh, but under that it says Iron City Roofing when I open it, and it says 205-537-9727 for the area code. Is that a number associated with your business, or that's the phone number that they have published?
What was that phone number again, 205-what?
It is 205-974-8500.
That's our number.
Okay, that's the one that's on the Yelp listing, but the one that's on the website is different. It's 205-537-9727.
I don't know that number.
Okay, so here, I'll send you this. Do you want me to text it to you or email it to you so that you can look into it?
You can text it.
Okay, and what we can do is I'll have them, everything that's associated with us, will be promoting your correct website. So hopefully if that one is some type of a phony, Yelp can just go in and fix it for you on your end. But everything else that we promote, we'll just use ironcityroofing.com, okay?
Yes, okay.
Okay, so here I'll send you a text. I'll send you one with the web address, and then I'll also send you the second one with the Yelp listing just so that you can see on the Yelp listing. It has this, hopefully it's not a phony site, but it might be, hopefully, you know, but here I'll send you the Yelp listing too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I sent you two, I think I sent you the same one twice, the website. Oh, no, I did it right. I did the website on the first one, and I did the Yelp listing on the second one, just so that you have it for review. And then let me just make sure. I had a link to Iron City Roofing. I want to make sure that it pulls up so that I can – oh, it did. Okay, ironcityroofing.com. How many employees do you have? I saw that on the reviews, people were saying a couple of different names of people that helped them. It sounds like you're a nice size organization, huh?
We're small, but we have three sales people, and they're 1099 people, and then the two owners and the office, and then we have the roofers that actually do the roof.
Wow, okay. So I see you are a nice size organization then. It must be the roofers that are doing the roof that they're mentioning in the reviews, because they're saying this person came out and helped me, that person. So that probably wouldn't be the salesperson. It would probably be,
yeah,
right,
that was
the one.
Yeah,
like the worker. Okay, that's what I thought.
Salespeople go out and actually talk to the customers and make sure the work gets done properly and, you know.
Oh, you're right. It says Bobby Davis, and then there was another, there's a couple different names in here that I saw, so I thought, wow, they're a big organization. But I like what it said, that you guys were like a local run business. That's always good as opposed to a company. Justin Parra, that might be another one. I'm seeing a couple. Those are the sales guys, right?
Yes.
Wow, you're smart. What a good position. That's awesome. So I can actually secure the position for you, Brenda, using a debit or a credit card. So what works best?
A debit card.
And does it have your name displayed or the boss's name or both, or does it just say the business?
It has the boss's name.
Okay, so let me indicate that, and then I can put it in. Okay, go ahead. What is his name?
Let's see. It also has the business name. It has his name and the business name.
Okay, perfect. So it has his name and the business name. So I'll indicate that it has both. Iron City Roofing, or does it have the LLC officially on the card?
It just says Iron City Roofing.
Okay, and then his name?
John, J-O-H-N, Cox, C-O-C-K-E.
C-O-C-K-E, right?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. And then is the Old Mill Circle also the billing address, or is it a P.O. box or a different address for billing?
Oh, gosh. I'm not sure. This might be a different address. It's probably his home address.
Okay.
But
so
I'll have to call him and ask him.
If you think it's under the home, we can try it. If it declines, we could circle back and put this one in. Or if you want to call him again and ask him first, you can. But my system will tell me if it's not the correct address.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll just try the business address first.
Okay. We'll leave it at this, and then if it doesn't go through, we'll try the other. Okay. And then go ahead with the card number.
4294 7532
Got it.
6470
Okay.
9966
9966 Okay. Expiration?
1228
Okay. And the code?
431
431 Okay. So what I'll do is go through a voice verification recording, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And then I'm going to create that appointment for my technician to call you tomorrow, and they'll go over your keywords, your service area, linking your website and getting you placed. Some of this is actually repetitive of what I just asked you. It's going to have you repeat the business name and whatnot. So just kind of bear with me, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, also, you may be eligible for an upgrade into our Ideal package, which also includes the Google Guaranteed leads. Have you heard of Google Guaranteed by chance?
No.
Okay, so what it is it's an exclusive lead program that Google rolled out about almost 2 years ago. It's a little over a year and a half. And in order to participate, you have to pass a background check. So I assume that you guys are licensed and insured and all of that good stuff?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. So that background check process takes approximately 4 to 8 weeks. And then once you're approved, it's an exclusive lead program where the leads would only come to you. So what I mean by that is some companies will tell me that they've worked with lead services that will sell the lead to them and then to everyone else out there. So there's nothing exclusive about it. But with this package, Google is not interested in selling leads to multiple companies. So if you got a Google guaranteed lead, it would only come to you. And with that section on Google, you'd have a check mark next to your name once you pass the background check. So everybody will know that you're a Google guaranteed company, which, you know, gives you a much higher chance of converting it. Now, all we charge to do the program for you would be a one-time application fee, and that's so that you can pass the background check, and that's $250. If you bundle it with this package, they would absorb that $99 setup fee into the application fee, so you'd save $100 by doing it at the same time, okay? Then, once you're approved, you would only be paying per lead, and let me just double check how much the leads are. Our department also, Brenda, would monitor it for you. So if you got someone calling off of that section that says, you know, hey, are you guys hiring? You're not going to pay for that because that's not a lead, right? Or if they say something like, can you do a roof installation? I'm in Las Vegas. Well, that's not your service area, so you're not going to pay for that. So you'll only pay for the lead if it's a qualified lead within your area. And then remind me, give me your zip code one more time.
35124.
35124. Okay, so then, oh, wow, the leads are actually really inexpensive for a roofing company. That's awesome. So let me just double check and make sure that this is correct.
I'm not sure about that second part. And
okay, so why don't we start with this, get you on the first page, get your phone ringing, get you guys a solid return off this, and then once you see that, you could always reinvest some of that and add the Ideal of the Google guaranteed on. I'll send you an email on it just so that you have a little bit more information about how that works, but you can always add that on down the road, okay?
All right, great.
Mm-hmm. Now, quick question. In order to do the processing, they're going to want me to just speak with John real quick just to authorize the charge. Is he available to do that, or?
I can give you his number.
Okay. All right. So I'll still finish the voice verification with you, but then if you would send him a text that I'll be calling him in about 5 minutes, and I don't have to go through the whole spiel with him. All I have to do is make sure that I'm authorized to charge, you know, $398 on his card.
Okay.
Okay. So let me put the number in just so that I can call him after. Okay. What's his number?
Let me look it up.
Mm-hmm.
402-482-3448. And okay. Just tell him that you were talking to Brenda and you just need to verify the charge and, you know, don't get into all the details with him because he'll be over his head.
Okay. Yeah. Believe me, I know. He specializes in running the roofing business, and that's his specialty. And sometimes if you start talking about technical stuff, I'll lose him. So
yes.
I understand. That's why he has you there, right?
Of course, if he asks you questions, answer them. But, I mean, just don't get into a lot of detail with him unless he asks you.
Okay. Great. Yeah, and then again, if you could just let him know real quickly when we're done that I'll be calling him so he knows I'm not some random person, you know.
Yeah.
And then the last step is to just do this voice verification, and then you'll be good to go, Brenda. So all this says is to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Iron City Roofing.
Thank you. Please state your name and title with the company.
Brenda Johnson. I'm the office manager.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
And you're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
What was that question again? I'm sorry.
All it means, and then I'll read it to you again, is if you do anything else for your business down the road online, which you shouldn't have to because this is a complete package, but if you
mm-hmm.
do, just let us know about it so we make sure that it doesn't conflict with the programming we're doing. Okay, so it's asking you to agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts with Local Splash if you were to do them down the road, okay?
And you're with Local Splash?
Yep, I'm with Local Splash. We're a premier partner to Google. So you're going to have the customer service line, which will automatically be texted to you once I process the payment. But I'm
okay.
also going to send you my direct extension. It's the same phone number, but my extension is 777. My name is Tina. So if you ever want to talk to me directly, you can put in that 777 and it'll ring to my desk. However, let's say you just had an update or a billing question or something like that, you could also use the same number and just hit option 1 and anyone that answers the phone can help you, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And then the next part says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, February 4th, in the non-refundable amount of just $398. This is a 3-month verbal agreement where your monthly payments will automatically renew on the 4th of each month in the amount of $299. It's a monthly
Did you say the 4th of each?
4th of each month, exactly. Since today's the 4th, your billing would always be the 4th of each month. Would that work for you? Is that a good day to kind of put it in your calendar?
Yeah, that's fine. You just cut out and I didn't hear exactly what you said.
Oh, thank you. If the phone cuts out again, please let me know and I can go back and clarify, okay?
Okay.
So the recurring payments that will run on the 4th of each month will just be in the amount of $299.
Okay.
Since it is a monthly recurring payment, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. If you cancel your account within the first 90 days, an early termination fee will apply. So to prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree mm-hmm. to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, and then let me see here. Tomorrow I have a couple of opportunities. You're on Central Time, right? For the
yeah.
client interview? Okay. That's going to take about 30 minutes. I have a 1 o'clock open or a 5 o'clock. Which one would work better, you think?
I think a 5. I've got an appointment at 1.
Perfect. Okay, let me grab this because those are the only two opportunities that are for tomorrow. So I'm going to grab the 5 o'clock. And what I'm doing right now, Brenda, is I'm blocking out the entire hour from 5 to 6 o'clock Central. And that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 5:15. Don't panic. They will call you sometime within that hour. Okay?
Okay.
Then lastly, once I speak to John and I get his authorization to run payment, you're going to get a text message that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Do you get text messages on this line?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So that will have a link in there that will say click here to accept your subscription terms. Since I gave you special pricing that is not available to the general public, I just want you to go in there and acknowledge it with your e-signature, and that will ensure that it never goes up. So when you get that text, which, you know, if John doesn't pick up right now, I can call again in 5 minutes or so. But once the payment processes, the system will automatically send you that text so that you can, oh, actually, I think I can manually send it now. I'm going to send you an email instead that says your initial invoice. And because his name is in the billing, it's going to ask you when you do the e-signature to plug his name. So if this email also goes to him, you can, you know, tell him to sign it, or if he lets you put his name in, that's fine. As long as, you know, there's three boxes that you'll have to check. One shows that you're authorized. The second shows you received text messages. The third shows that you're aware that it's a reoccurring charge. Once you select those three boxes, then you can just go in and plug in his name and hit confirm signature. And if it goes through, it will ask you for a username and a password. So if you see that, that's a good sign. That means that it went through. So you don't really need the username and password right now because, you know, your onboarding is tomorrow. But if you do want to have it for your reference, it is already in your welcome email, okay?
Okay.
Okay, perfect. So, okay, other than that, Brenda, you are all good to go. Did you get my text message with my direct line just so that you have it?
I did get it.
Excellent. Okay, so you're all good to go for tomorrow at 5 o'clock. My technician will call you, and then they'll pick up where I'm leaving off, okay?
All right, now I have texted him and let him know you're calling him, so he's aware of it.
Perfect. Okay. And just to confirm, it's 205-482-3448?
Yes.
Okay. I'll call him right now, Brenda. We'll get that taken care of for you, okay?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great evening.
You too.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.